I do all of my work blind. What I do is I have other people who randomly select subjects, write them down, and seal them in envelopes. I do my best to make sure I have no contact with those people. These envelopes are given to me. I have hundreds of them. And I've gone through at least 2,000 of these envelopes already. So all of my work is done totally blind as a remote viewer in the old days. Today, I use a new technique. Remote viewing is dead because I've replaced something far more efficient. And I use something called TAN, the Practical Application of Non-Historical Data, which employs historical information systems as well. And now, when I do this, I extrapolate information outside of normal awareness, of course, and it's so accurate that I can actually consistently win lottery using this technology.
All right, now, backing up a little bit, the whole envelope thing is traditional.
Yes, it is.
Traditional remote viewing.
You bet it is.
A target number is assigned by somebody to whatever it is they want described, correct? And then they hand the envelope or whatever, or have the envelope, and you go to work on whatever it is.
I have no idea what it is.
And so in what way is what you're doing now different?
Yes, this is a base. Remote viewing, you have to remember, is a base program. We have base programs in computer technology, and that we advance into more sophisticated, more useful programs. We make things more efficient with time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what TAN is. TAN is a rung on the spiritual ladder. It's a source of information that takes you into the higher levels of truth, and there are four levels of truth. Remote viewing will barely get you into the first level of truth. TAN will allow you into the second level and sometimes the third level of truth. There are four levels.
Does TAN have the same kind of strict, oversight in a way? In other words, is there a way to have oversight on what you're doing with TAN?
Very strict. We have a strict set of protocols, which are a lot different than the protocols you'd find in remote viewing. These protocols cannot be broken so easily as they are in remote viewing. Now, these protocols, what they do is they allow you to work faster, more efficiently. Because you see, I'm talking to you about something, my mind is thinking much faster than I can speak.
Right.
That often presents a problem. When you're reading something, you're really bogged down. And with remote viewing, this is the analogy. Remote viewing has a set of protocols which hold you back. It allows imagination, and when you're doing the analysis of your work, it allows more problems to enter into the arena of analysis and your data. So what you want to do is you want to speed things up. And that's where we have TAN. You're going as fast as you can go, and you're getting more and more information outside of normal awareness. We have this ritual, of course, that is similar to that of, say, throwing your consciousness a bone. Here, go fetch. Get it out of the way. If your consciousness is busy, then the important things can happen. I realize that's a simple way of explaining this, but we have a soundbite. We have to deal with this.
Well, I know we've got a lot of time. This is long-form talk radio. Now, in traditional remote viewing, you want to keep your ego out of the whole mix and your imagination. How does TAN additionally do this? It's a big problem.
Well, yes, it's always a problem no matter what. And even TAN itself is a very low rung on the spiritual ladder. There are higher rungs. We have more work to do. This must be developed. That's what's exciting about this. Remote viewing is the old way. TAN is the new way. There'll be something to replace this. Ego is still there. We couldn't survive without ego. However, the new way to survive is going to be right brain functioning. This allows you to leak more into right brain functioning. And by the way, prophecy. You're getting closer into exercising the prophetic area of the human brain. Prophecy is not psychic functioning. Psychics cannot see a future. Only prophets can, and these are two distinct areas of the brain. You see, your brain is like a muscle. You exercise this area. If you're conscious of it and you work with it, you can become tuned into it and use it and become proficient. You can become a mental athlete. You can become a psychic athlete and a prophetic athlete if you exercise these areas of the brain. I do this three times a day on a daily basis. I live, breathe, and eat and sleep, psychic functioning and prophecy. So I exercise the prophetic area of my brain, which deals with non-historical systems of information, or TAN. TAN incorporates both historical, which is remote viewing, and non-historical. Remote viewers cannot see the future very well because they don't understand. There's a difference between the prophetic area of the brain and the psychic functioning areas of the brain, which,
okay,
by the way, often when you enter that global brain field of 42 to 45 hertz, that's when you begin to get into the area of PAN. Now, I'm lucky because I have technology that I can use biofeedback and map myself while I'm doing this. But you can do it on your own with proper training. And right now, we have a select group of students who we are training. And we're going to bring them into the arena of numbers. And believe me, once I have my seven people, one for each number and an extra person in case someone is feeling ill or something, then we're going to be hitting World Lottery. I'm going to become the first billionaire to crack lottery systems. Already I'm getting rich. I'm going to become the first billionaire to do this.
One, somebody's going to kill you.
No, and it, no, they won't. In fact, the way to explain this is that right now, people who study world markets are entering in a phase of chaos. These old formulas that we're using, there's a Nobel Prize winner that really helped recently, John Nash, Nobel Prize winner, was the person who really helped us understand chaotic systems, how to invest properly and so on, how to look for stability in world markets as they change. Now, I have, I'm a mathematical nut. I'm really into mathematics, and so I have a group of formulas that I use to extrapolate probabilities in terms of a future, in terms of PAN. Now, I can apply that to world markets, to any market system, and I can accurately find numbers. Does that mean I'm a threat to world markets, or am I a friend? Actually, no. I'm a friend, because as we enter the phase of chaos, see, this is a way of riding the waves of chaos, of accepting it in order to be free from it. This is the way in which we can isolate order within chaotic world market systems. Because of my discoveries, we will be able to keep the markets healthy and active for many years to come. Some people have said these markets are going to crash. I tell you, I have proof, living proof right now, my formulas, that world market is not going to crash. We're going to keep it healthy and keep it going, because if it crashes, children, people, their livelihoods are going to fall apart, and we do not want any more suffering on this planet.
No, we don't. Yeah, so what you're saying is not irrational exuberance.
No, I have proof. I have proof of what I'm talking about. In fact, if anyone wants to go to my website at ummo.cc and you click into my perspectives, that will be my blog, and at the very top you're going to see proof for 11 days in a row. I did this just for your show, Art.
Yes.
11 days in a row. I posted numbers. Now, to keep things safe, I encoded these numbers so people cannot abuse this and wipe out lotteries. They will do that.
Okay, you encoded the numbers. So how do we know that that the numbers...
I released the... sorry to cut you off.
That's all right.
Not good, Art.
That's all right. Don't worry
about it. I released the actual... formula to debug this, to decode it.
Okay.
The formula is one formula, not two. And when you plug it in, you realize, whoa, this guy really did do it for 11 days in a row.
So you're claiming you hit a lottery or lotteries 11 days in a row.
That's correct. And recently I did it in Japan for 10 days in a row.
In Japan?
Yes. In Japan. In other words, I'm doing it from a remote location. In this case, California, over 3,000 miles away. I hit 11 lotteries in a row, a specific lottery. Now, here's the interesting thing.
You're a dead man.